everybody. Welcome to the show. The show with no name. What color are you on there, Sarah?
She's green.
Green.
Okay. Whitney, what color are you on? It's really light?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be light. It's a different type of microphone. Okay. Anyway, everybody, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Do you feel welcomed, Brian?
Yes, I feel so welcome.
As welcomed as the first time or less?
Brian always feels welcome here.
Welcome.
Thrills.
Hello to all the viewers that we have viewing us live via video right now.
How many would that be?
Probably zero. But we'll explain how you can watch next week.
Yeah, well, we should explain it this week.
Yeah,
so
but
they
we'll explain how to watch it so they can watch it next week.
Right.
That's what I meant to say.
It all
anyway,
makes sense.
You can call us 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469 for those whom have
so
blackberries.
So close to getting that correct.
I know. I'm sorry.
You got to work on that.
I fail at life. What? But anyway, and that's the phone number. You can call us anytime after 2 o'clock Central Time on Saturdays, and you can talk to us, or you can email us anytime at theshow@duo.com. We're going to read some emails today, so we're actually going to put that thing to use. So thanks, everybody's already emailed it, and we didn't read. All right, so let me just start off by saying we're broadcasting live, as you know, via audio. But you can't actually hear that. We just broadcast all the sounds live and everything.
You can't
like that.
Hear the audio?
Like,
what?
They can't hear it live. Like, there's no way for them to listen to the audio right now.
How does that suck? So they can only watch us being stupid?
No, Sarah, just.
You can't get just an audio stream.
You cannot.
You can get.
For the past 8 or 9 weeks we've been doing this, there's been no way for them to listen while we're doing the show. They can just call us and everything. But now we're broadcasting live via video, and you get the soundboard feed, so it's like watching the actual video.
I comprehend.
Yep. So now you can do that. The way to watch the show live is you go to www.duo.com, that's D-E-W-O-H, duo.com/the show/live, and that'll take you to the page where you can watch the video live. We broadcast same time, Saturdays at 2 o'clock Central. Tonight we're broadcasting on a Friday, though, so it's kind of off topic.
We also have done it other Fridays, too.
Yeah, but we very rarely do it Fridays. And when we do. We have a schedule. We have a schedule posted on that page so you can see when the next broadcast
is
going to be.
You plan ahead?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but next Saturday it'll be up there at 2 o'clock, so you can just go to duo.com/the show/live, and you can watch the show via video. And thanks to Brian for his camera use and everything like that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so that's how we're bringing that to you. And you can watch Brian relax. You can watch me try to wrangle everybody and play with my water bottle.
Wrangle? Are you wrangling us?
Yes, I
don't
am.
Know if I like that.
You're my cattle. And you can watch Sarah with her crazy headscarf.
Can't we just be like wild
I'm
Mustangs?
And you can look and you can watch Whitney eat her taco
that's
salad.
That's hot. You know, some people are really into watching women eat taco salads.
We're moving on. That's disgusting. That is gross. I don't want to know about those people. You're not allowed to watch
your
show.
You're one of those people.
No, I'm not. I'm into watching.
I've seen those videos.
Never mind.
Taco Salad 1.
Yes.
The Return of Taco Salad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. That's what you got to say to keep up your public
must
appearance.
Must be looking through Lucas's room.
And, no.
Speaking of which, only Brian, Sarah, and Whitney are here today. Lucas bailed on us.
You'd notice by the lack of the annoying repeating of everything we say.
Well, and his voice.
That's
highly recognizable.
Yes. And
his shrieks.
He would have said like 95 things by now if he was
actually. Mostly they would be unintelligent.
Probably.
Or incoherent.
Let's give him a call. He's at church right now. Doing
awesome.
He's wearing my beret.
Can you guys hear that okay through the monitors? Okay. He's like
He's wearing my beret because he's decided he's going to be Liberace.
Let's see if he
What's
picks up.
What's Liberace?
Hello.
He's
a gay
Hello.
Guy. I'll tell you about him later.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How
what?
Are you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Who?
We're
I'm
on
fine.
The air right now.
Where?
What?
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Oh. Probably why it just said call.
What? Is that
I can't hear you at all right now.
You can't hear me at all.
Oh, I can hear you, but it sounds like you're like 7,000 feet away.
Wasn't that the problem that
Aren't
you had?
We like 7,000 feet away?
Isn't
no,
that the problem that you
not.
Had last time that everything was 7,000 feet away? You sure it's...
Now I can hear you better.
Yeah, and I didn't do a thing, so you sure that it's just not your phone being the devil?
No, it's me.
Okay.
Lucas, we're more than 7,000 feet away from you. Okay,
anyway.
Awesome. Great. Way to respond. Are you wearing my beret?
Who's all there?
Okay, way to answer my question, Dillhole. Lucas.
What?
Are you wearing...
I can't hear anybody.
Are
you.
You wearing my beret?
You can only hear Seth.
My beret!
Hello?
I'm turning up... All the knobs are currently
Hello?
On. Can you hear Sarah at all?
La la la.
Yeah.
He should be able
no,
to hear you.
Can yeah. you hear me?
No. I cannot hear you.
Are you wearing my beret? That's all I want
yeah.
to know. Yes?
Yes, I am. I actually have my silk sweater on now, too.
Are you being gay or French?
Oh, I'm being both. Because it's impossible to be one without the other.
Awesome. Why
Unless
are you
woman.
Being a gay Frenchman?
Because I can be.
Are you licking a croissant?
I love how Sarah's hijacked this
Do you
interview.
Lick
no.
croissants in France?
You do.
Is that an appropriate...
Are you having more
you
fun there?
You sniff the bread?
Hey, excuse me, you interrupted.
I don't care.
Are you kidding
this
me?
This is not your
you
show
just,
anymore.
You always
I am,
interrupt.
I have sabotage. It is mine now.
I'm the
scarf of power. I'm the one that has to turn to face the camera, so that gives me some extra strength.
No, the fact that I'm... Yeah, Whitney's here. She was eating a taco salad, which is why she was previously indisposed.
Lucas, I don't appreciate you coming down on my people and calling me gay.
I can't hear her. If she's talking, that is...
Oh, that was my fault. That was actually my fault.
Lucas, I don't appreciate you coming down on my people and calling me gay.
Hey, you're not French, lady. You're Mexican, whether you like it or not.
No. I'm also French, sweetheart.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
She's a Frenchican.
You're more Mexican.
Frenchican. That's like a munchkin Frenchman.
Are you having more fun at Ground Zero than you would be having if you were here?
I'm not at Ground Zero.
Mexican?
Where are you at?
I like that one.
I'm at Stacy Hall's home.
Oh, are you having more fun there than you'd be having here?
Maybe.
I need a yes or no.
Maybe. He said maybe, Seth. How insulting.
I know.
We're doing the show live. Did he know that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on. Yes. It's being broadcast live to the internet right now via video.
And you missed it.
Wow, I did not know that.
I know.
Well, I mean, like on the internet, everyone can watch it while we're doing it. Usually he has to upload
hey,
it later,
is it
right?
Is it possible to be gangster with a beret?
Right?
No.
Hmm. Like, cover up one eye?
Hey, look, I got a new email.
No, you're...
Hey,
no,
what about,
it's just really gay.
Can't you wear a beret in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
But if you're a thug, then it's different. You're not gay.
I don't know.
Seriously, if I ever saw a gangster walk down the street with a beret on, I'd question his sexuality.
I've seen black guys with berets on. They look like army guys, though.
Yeah, those are different.
Okay,
they're not called berets, aren't they called something different?
I got really mad at you. They look like army guys.
Way to insult our country, Brian.
Dummy.
Way to insult it.
All those gay clothings of the Navy and the
gay clothing.
That's all man.
Matthew Riddle does look like a giant homo when he wears his beret.
I bet he does.
It's true.
Oh, he does.
Of course, he always looks like a giant homo.
He looks like a real Frenchman. If you know what I mean.
So are you sniffing some bread right now?
Sniffing
No,
like
I'm
the guy on Conan,
bathroom,
are you sniffing it?
Staring out at the window,
that's,
trying to see who's here.
Are you that's seriously boring. Making this phone call from the bathroom in a stranger's home?
Yes.
What? Whose home are you in?
It's the only place that is quiet.
Oh.
It's actually kind of awkward.
Yeah, now I'm kind of creeped out.
He's probably pooping.
So,
Ew!
Are you currently on the throne?
His pants are definitely.
Does everyone else hear that toilet flushing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Hang up.
So, before we hang up on you, would you please issue a public apology for not being on the show to everybody that is listening and loves you? Should be like
and watching
four or five fans.
My dear ones, the ones that are close to me. I would like to be in your arms right now, but I cannot.
Remember he's in the bathroom.
My future to dress up as a Frenchman and prance around in Stacy Hall's hold as a gay person and lick the ground.
Did you just say Stacy Hall's hold?
Paved with croissants.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I would like to be there with you right now licking my own croissant, but I cannot. Alas, I am in a faraway land destined to do other things like a gay Frenchman.
Alright, thanks.
Did you hang out with him?
No.
You should.
At least I called myself gay for you.
Thank you.
Oh my. Yeah. That was a very interesting apology.
When are you going to be done? You going to make it towards the end of the show?
Maybe.
He needs a yes or no.
Once again with the maybes.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later then.
Bye.
But Lucas, this is where it's at.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is. It's where it's at.
All the time.
Yeah, this place is where it's at. The show right now is where it's at. It's so hip-hopping in right now and where it's at.
You know, I'm going to write a song called Where It's At.
It's Ill and Pimp and Shin Diggity Doggy.
Yeah, just because he said that, that proves that it's not where it's at.
It is.
Don't you wish that this
was Shin Diggity Doggy is where it's at. That's a new phrase.
Shin Diggity Doggy.
Everybody will now start saying Shin Diggity.
75 people speaking at once.
All right, understand this. All right, there I hung up on him.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
I wonder if he'll call us back. No.
So he was in Stacy's bathroom?
Using it. Yes.
It's so disturbing.
Isn't that one of the more frightening things you've ever heard in your life?
Cracks me up.
Yep.
You know, this is the most uncomfortable way to sit.
That is?
Well, then don't. Turn around. They don't need to see you all the time.
What? Who doesn't need to see me all the time?
Well, then stop complaining about it.
You stuff that back in your mouth and keep it there.
Hey, see, stuff like that you only get if you're watching via video.
Keep it there.
That's the kind of stuff you have to watch.
I want
to
hear that come out ever again.
Oh, God.
You know you wouldn't do that because you got electronics everywhere. I'm not really scared. I swear to God, if you do that, I will kill you.
I thought you weren't scared.
I'm not. I just...
You're not scared of a little water on you, are you? All right, well, that's fine. I'm just going to keep it for
So since Kid Craddock likes to talk about stuff on our show, can I talk about something I heard on his show this morning?
Sure.
Are they still doing Best Of? I think they are.
Yes, they are. They get back Tuesday.
Okay. You know how they were, all the ladies were doing the Pussycat
All the ladies
doll?
In the house.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They were doing the Pussycat Dolls video? Okay. Well, apparently Kelly was upset about the way she looked, and so she didn't want to go try on undergarments to wear underneath her clothes, like protective supportive wear that women wear to make themselves look skinnier.
Yes,
because she's got a bad self-image. So she decided that she and Big Al were the same size.
Oh,
and
yes.
She was going to take him to the ladies department store and have him try on the girdle and the other undergarments so she could look at him with them on and see if she liked them.
Mm.
Wow.
So they went there and are pictures they, of those up they on their got website some too. And the lady at the clothing store the changing room for women said that he couldn't go in there because he's a man. So they went down to the guys' changing room and Kelly could go in because apparently they don't
women
care
are
if women go
in
to men's dressing rooms because men are the ones that are perverted, right?
Right.
So he tried them on and there was some kid that saw it and he was like terrified and his mom knew that they were from the radio show and so she was letting them take pictures with her but her son like didn't know and so he's like freaking out and like trying to drag his mom away from them and I was just like that is amazing. I wish that sometime I could walk into a changing room and there would be a rather large black man trying on ladies' undergarments. That would make my day.
Would it?
It would scare me.
That would scare me too.
We should take Lucas and have him do that.
Oh my God!
All right, maybe we will.
That'd be amazing.
Maybe we will.
He'd probably do it too.
Probably, I know he would do it because he's insane, and it is also gross. That's very true. So Lucas is gone doing what? Drama practice or something?
Yeah, wearing my beret. He's apparently doing nothing but dancing around like a Frenchman.
And using the bathroom
and
calling
sniffing
us.
A croissant.
Yeah, but
licking.
I never
licking,
said what we're gonna do today on the show. Just to keep everybody up to speed.
We're so up to speed.
We are. We're so high.
Brian's like falling asleep on the computer. I don't think he's really speeding around.
I'm so up to speed. Listen to me talk. That's what we do on the show, yo. We talk.
Good rhyme. Good rhyme.
That was beautiful.
Anyway.
I moved.
In the third segment, we're going to have the indie band spotlight, where we talk about around three. I got three this week. Bands that we find from...
Find.
That listeners send in every week. And we got three of them this week, and we're going to play them towards the end, and then we also have Chipmunks.
Hey,
we
can didn't. I?
Yes.
What was that, Brian?
Can I use two mics?
No.
Just for, you know, like dual stereo sound?
That's the mic.
No,
that Lucas
you can only
lick and bit,
you can only
so
use two microphones
that.
If you've got dual personalities.
That would be fun.
That would be hilarious.
Okay,
I agree.
Go ahead, Seth. Sorry.
All right. Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah,
Chipmunks.
I didn't either. Chipmunks.
Oh yeah, and the Chipmunks. We didn't do much stuff this week because, it's a Friday.
Labor Day weekend. Woo! Picnics in the nude. Isn't that what everyone does on Labor Day?
I hope not, because I ain't going.
I heard that you can't wear white after Labor Day. Like, that's no. a big no-no.
Greta, better wear my white shirt this weekend.
Or before
then.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Why?
Because white is strictly
a
summer color.
That's all the retarded fashion rules. I never follow them, as obviously you can see.
But I thought white rules the schools and reaches the beaches.
I've never heard of that phrase before.
I like that phrase. I heard it today, and so I decided to use
that
it on the radio
show. That is amazing.
Show. Everybody looked at me like I'm retarded, which you could see if you were watching the live stream.
I find something very wrong with that statement.
What's wrong with that statement?
I'm not sure what it is.
That statement rules the schools and reaches the beaches and kills the leeches.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Kills the leeches?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
While eating peaches?
Yeah.
Yes.
And listening to the artist Stephanie Go Reaches.
That is not a real person.
They don't know that.
There's apparently some singer whose name is Lisa Loeb. What a horrible last name, Loeb? Like, what is
like
that?
Loeb.
I know.
Go
I was like, weird.
Google.com.
It'd be crazy if her CD cover was an earlobe.
Yes.
I probably would do that though.
That would
my last name.
That'd be very frightening. I would probably
I'd
never
be touched.
Buy her CD.
Touched by a lobe.
All right, well, me and Sarah. So, is anyone doing anything really exciting over their holiday weekend? Sarah, don't answer.
I plan on going to the drive-in, maybe with you guys.
Yeah, okay. Sunday night, that's our plan. You're okay. Gonna be there.
I'm gonna go to a
be there, be square.
A lake party.
Oh, how
not.
Wow.
Well, it would be bad if everybody
don't
had
act
new
like you've got
picnics
plans
if you're
just
at the
to
beach.
Make us feel horrible.
At Cheney or like
Cheney.
After?
Okay.
Who's lake party?
Caleb Wilson.
Do you say Cheney instead of Cheney?
I say Cheney.
So
make
how come?
Sure you
how come I say Cheney too? But how come Dick Cheney is Dick Cheney and not Dick Cheney?
Because it's a name, and he didn't the guy shot somebody.
Yeah, he shot
yes.
a guy in the
well,
face.
That's why.
So his name's changed from Cheney to Cheney.
Because if anyone mispronounces it, bam in the face.
Oh. So if I mispronounce his name Cheney, he will show up here. And
shoot you in the face. No,
I get
only
him to do an
if
interview
he's
first?
You know,
with a squirrel
with
gun.
He's obviously such a busy, important man, he doesn't have time to be listening to this.
That is impossible. Every important man listens to this show. The average medium income of this show is $400 million a year. That's how much money we
Why
make.
Why am I not getting some of that cash?
Yeah, seriously.
He gives it all away to charity.
You, yeah, that's right.
Right.
I give it away to curing kids with AIDS.
Curing kids? Giving them AIDS?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Because, you know, AIDS cures.
So, like, me and Sarah this weekend are going to Tulsa
Lies.
With Bodankus.
Bodankus.
Which is my new
Bojangles?
Name. For
Only
Bodankus.
We're broke.
Yeah, we're extremely
so
broke.
So we have nothing to do.
Yeah, but we're going to take a tape recorder down there and record crap, I guess.
Oh, we
yeah.
are.
Like cows mooing?
Yeah.
There are not cows. It's Oklahoma.
There are totally cows.
There's just armadillos.
Moo.
There are cows.
Armadillos and Indians. That's it.
I lived across the street.
No,
from
you didn't.
Cows.
Don't lie.
Were,
don't lie.
There, cow
there
poop.
Are no cows.
There was cow poop.
No cows. You're a cow.
Somebody call.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm calling Lucas again.
Oh.
Why?
So tell me how excited you are about your Tulsa trip.
Hello.
Hello.
He's real excited. He's rolling on the floor and tears are streaming down his face. With joy. Overwhelming joy.
That's because I'm not talking. Are you like in a train yard? Go back in the bathroom. Go into the bathroom. Don't isolate that. I know. Go into it. It's too loud out there.
Go into it.
Fine.
Go. Run.
Ignorance.
Should isolate that as well.
Run.
Ignorance.
Are you there yet? All right. Now tell me how excited you are for your Tulsa trip.
Oh, extremely.
Why?
Because I can see my girlfriend.
Any other reasons?
What?
Any other reasons?
The other reason?
Yeah, any other
reason? Any other reason. I like Tulsa better than Wichita.
Why?
Because Wichita sucks.
Good reason. What is Brian doing right now? Oh, apparently I'm not supposed to say anything. All right. Well, good. All right. Well, thanks for that lively conversation. What did
yeah.
you eat tonight?
What am I doing? Or
what did you
did
eat?
I do?
What did you eat?
Oh, what did I eat? Why do you want to know what I ate?
Because I want to know what you ate because I haven't eaten anything and I'm hungry.
I ate, like... a half of a half of a half of a half of a quesadilla.
Which is that one? Is that like an eighth? Like a 16th of a quesadilla. Which one?
That'd be an eighth.
Okay. So you had an eighth of a quesadilla?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Or, you know, 7.56.
Oh. All right, well, we'll talk to you later, then. Have fun.
I love you.
Yep.
All right, bye. Oh, I cut him off there.
Poor Lucas, he's distracted by other people.
No, he's in the bathroom. He's not distracted by anything but what comes in with him in the bathroom.
Oh, my Sorry. God. That's awkward.
Yes, it's kind of gross. Yeah. I agree. All right, well, does anyone really have anything really important they want to talk
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what?
Kathleen Alley locked herself.
That's not important.
Out of her house today, and seeing as how she did something intelligent and gave me a key, I was requested to go and let her into her house. What?
Okay, we're listening. Sorry, I was yawning, and Brian looked at me like I yawned like a freak. And then anyway. I started to laugh, and then he started to laugh, and then you asked what.
So I let her into her house, and this cat comes and attacks me.
Really? Is it the size of an actual tiger?
No, that was Brian's cat. That happened once.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was a great story.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, and apparently she hasn't been feeding her cat because she couldn't get into her house to get the keys to get food for the cat.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how long have you been trapped in your house? She's like, oh, for a while.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why are you just calling me now? And so her cat's apparently, like, starving, and it's a really sad, skinny little
thing. She hasn't been trapped in her house for more than a day, has she?
I don't know.
She would have called if it was more than a day. She ain't dumb.
Well, I guess she thought that she'd left her keys somewhere else, so she's been looking for them everywhere else.
You can't
just
not go into your house, though.
Her.
Oh, my gosh.
She'd be like Kathleen and has to, you know, be clean and stuff.
Yeah.
No, her apartment was a mess. I was really shocked.
Shocked.
Oh, also, Whitney almost got hit by a police officer.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, tell about that.
Okay, so me and Sarah were just talking and driving in my car. And
that's exactly what happened.
Where was it? It was right by the Walgreens. What is that intersection right there?
That'd be West and Central.
Yeah, okay. We're right coming up to West and Central. All of a sudden, I see this white car come up towards me, and I'm thinking, excuse me, but I'm right here, so I just keep driving. He almost hits me. And Sarah goes
to slam on his brake, and he narrowly avoided her. It was less than a foot away from her car.
It was
inches. Terrifying.
It was weird. And Sarah goes, oh my God, that's a cop. And I was like, what? And I look at the car, I'm like, wow, it's a cop.
What happens if you get in a wreck with a cop? I'm sure he looks at your car and tries to find something to give you a ticket for.
They have insurance. I'm sure they don't care.
Who the heck knows?
But then there was like five cop cars, and they all drove into the parking lot that's on that corner, that huge one.
Oh, that strip mall?
Yeah.
And they all like went back behind the buildings. And so I'm thinking, maybe there's some gang activity or something going on. Maybe someone got shot up
in the
hizzy.
Up in the hizzy.
That's right. The only place to get shot.
I was involved in that.
There's nowhere
so I was
else.
Kind of excited.
Whitney, that's your brush with fame. Living next door to Tupac
that's
and being
right.
close to a bunch of gang members.
That's right. Oh, I also went to the concert last night.
What concert?
The As Cities Burn and Still
Barney
Remains.
And Friends.
And,
oh, okay, cool.
And Poison
and
the Well.
Barney and Friends. They were
Barney
there too.
Barney and Friends, yes, they were all there.
Barney and Friends.
Yeah, Barney's on. He was on the hardcore dancing pit. You
he's
know,
got
he's
a
in the
beard
pit there.
Now.
Right.
Or a bandana
he was doing,
on his head.
Brian, you know, he was doing the windmill, and then you know, doing a bunch of kicks in the air, doing some karate moves.
Did he steal the mic for a little while?
No, actually, he was cool enough not to steal the mic, which I was very proud of Barney. I was like, yes, go Barney. You know, don't be a
he pulled
whore
a girl up on stage
oh,
and made out with her. It was frightening. We were like, Barney, keep it in your pants. It's horrible.
You weren't even there.
Someone's going to make him sing a song and write an apology.
You know what you were doing last night? Being a bum.
I was not being a bum.
You were being a bum.
I was not being a bum.
What did we do last
night? I was cleaning your apartment last night. I was not being a bum.
You were cleaning my
apartment. Oh, you don't even want to go there with me. I picked up the crumbs on your floor with my bare hands.
Today.
It doesn't matter what the time frame was.
That's what we were talking about last night.
No.
It does, yes.
We watched The Office last night.
Man, my ear itches like a poop, man.
You know, for like, I think it was like for every 30 minutes you wear headphones, it like triples the bacteria in your ears.
That's actually quite disgusting.
Wow. So that means that my ears are 9 times more bacteria filled by the time we get done with this show.
Yes.
And since I do about an hour of show prep beforehand, what is it? Now I'm up to what?
4.
15.
5. 15.
Isn't that
How many
disgusting?
Times did you take off your headphone?
I'm at 15 times.
That's
why. Does it matter? What's it do?
So that means that you have disgustingly dirty ears.
That's true. You want to suck on them?
Isn't that nasty, though? Because you know like how sometimes after you wear headphones for a while, your ears can get like itchy and feel kind of like moist?
No.
Yes, they do.
That's the only itch because of my hair touches my
ear. Can we all just say washcloth and Q-tips together?
Well, it doesn't matter if you have... Well, what if my ears are spotless when I put my microphone, when I put my headphones on?
That's impossible.
It's not.
It is.
They're completely clean ears, which means
scientifically impossible.
No matter how long I broadcast for, they're going to be clean because clean times whatever is still clean.
Right? All right.
Math?
Right.
can I share a random fact that I learned from psychology today?
Oh, yes.
Is it
going to
be a boring random fact from psychology?
No, it's going to blow your mind. It's so cool.
All right, I'm waiting.
All right. So after Einstein died... this guy was in charge of doing his autopsy, and he stole his brain.
What?
He stole Einstein's brain so he could study it. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
That is not
true. He took his brain. He did. He took his brain, and he left the state because they were doing it at, like, John Hopkins University, I guess. They were the ones, like, studying his brain. And they decided that that they weren't going to let him keep it. Like, you have to bring it back to the autopsy place. They're like, nope, I'm not gonna bring it. And so he kept it, and like he kept like cutting off parts of his brain and like shipping it off and like selling it to people so that they could study it too.
That is a lie.
No, it is not.
That is
and
not
eventually
true.
Eventually he finally took it to give it to Einstein's like granddaughter, but she decided like after he drove there that he didn't want it anymore. And the guy lived in Wichita for a while because he got like his medical license like revoked for like being unethical, and he like had to take a test and he like failed it. So apparently he wasn't really that great of a doctor. But right. I thought it was hilarious. No, because our psychology professor knew him.
Of course.
It's a true story.
Your psychology professor knows the person who stole Einstein's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Einstein died in the 1800s.
Oh, he's dead now. He didn't
die in the 1800s.
Yes, he died in the 1800s.
What's the Wikipedia right
now? Do it.
Now. He did not die in the 1800s.
Wikipedia.
Albert Einstein.
He was one old Jew. And apparently he has more glial cells.
Albert Einstein,
than anybody
March
else?
14th, 1879.
There you go.
To April
18th, 1900s.
To April 18th, 2547.
Yeah.
1955.
See, exactly. Isn't it amazing?
Dude, he was an old Jew.
He was an old Jew.
Dude.
Isn't it amazing? But he has more glial cells than anybody else, apparently.
What's a glial cell?
They provide like nourishment and protection for the neurons in your brain, and the neurons are the ones that receive like transmissions from all over your body. And so apparently they think that somehow that helped his neurons like fire faster so that he had quicker responses in his brain than other people. That's a theory anyways.
Okay.
I learned
Let's see how you say his name.
From
Here we go. You ready?
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein.
He spoke Jewish.
Albert Einstein.
Wow.
He had one of those large Jew noses. But it was rather nicely complimented by his mustache.
It was funny as I said that one time, and my dad goes, "All right, Nazi freak."
He was a Jew. It's not our fault he was a Jew. There's nothing wrong being a Jew.
Well,
I'm
no,
part
just
Jewish.
I said something about
what a lie.
About
you don't
this,
even know what you are.
About somebody having a large
it's
nose,
just a circus
and I associate
person.
That with the Jew. And I'm not saying that I don't like the Jews. I love the Jews, but yeah, I said that. And my dad's like, "Yeah, there we go, Nazi." And I was like, "Ouch."
My mom has red hair, and I learned today that all redheads one time came from Scotland. Which means I'm Scottish somewhere.
Yeah, red hair is like a genetic abnormality.
Yeah, they said it was a mutation for
and
Scottish
that's,
people.
And that's why it's slowly
so your mom's a mutant?
That's why it's slowly dying down. Like less and less people are having red hair now. Red Eventually, heads. It's going to become extinct for people to have red hair.
My cool. grandpa, both my grandpas.
There's a Wikipedia entry for red hair.
What was that statistic that your mom said that it was like you're more likely to be this than have red hair? I don't remember.
Several accounts by Greek writers detail redheaded people. A fragment of the Greek poet Xenophanes describes the Thracians as blue-eyed and red-haired. The Greek historians Herodotus described in Budnini. Perhaps Udmurts and Permiak Finns, located on the Volga. Wow, I'm going to bleep that, is what modern-day Russia as being predominantly red-headed. The Greek Dio Cassius described Boudica, the famous Celtic queen of Isne, to be tall and terrifying in appearance, a great mass of red hair over her shoulders.
Oh, what was that, a Scottish queen?
Red hair was also found in Asia. There ain't no redheaded Asians.
There are blonde Asians.
That is a lie.
No, there's not, and they're hot.
Red hair is most commonly found on the western fringes of Europe. It is associated with Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, and less so in England. That's what it says. In the United States, anywhere from 2 to 6% of the population is estimated to have red hair. It would seemingly give the U.S. the largest population of redheads in the world, 6 to 18 million, compared to approximately 650,000 in Scotland, 420,000 in Ireland.
Wow.
Red hair appears amongst Ashkenazi Jews.
Ashkenazi
Jews.
Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi.
Awesome.
It's interesting. Let's see. Genetics of red hair now being uncovered. Who gets paid to sit around and uncover red hair?
Me.
Yeah, really.
I uncover red hair.
Let's see. The medical implications. Apparently, there's little... redheads are more likely than non-redheads to hemorrhage or suffer from bleeding complications. That's a myth. Melanoma is less common for people
skin
with red
disease,
hair.
Right?
Yes.
People with red hair and the cells that produce skin and
are
hair
more
pigment
angry.
Have less sensitivity to pain. Interesting.
So go punch your mom right now. Like, Mom, how's this feel?
Let's go beat her up.
It's pretty funny.
Senseless.
Well, it doesn't say that it's going extinct. I wish it did because I heard that on the news, too, that it was going... Several children's book characters are depicted with red hair, including Pippi Longstocking, Anne of Green Gables, Little Orphan Annie, and in the Harry Potter series, members of the Weasley family have red hair.
Every single one of them.
As did Lily Potter, Harry's Potter late mother, and Albus Dumbledore before his hair went white with age.
Albus had red hair?
Mm-hmm. How do you not remember that was in a movie?
J.K. Rowling.
You're not a big enough nerd.
J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, has stated that she is fond of redheads, despite the prejudice she claims they experience in the UK.
They receive prejudice in the UK? That's so dumb. Everyone receives prejudice in the UK. They're a bunch of snobs over there, and they like hate everyone. Doesn't matter who you are.
They do. There's some really dirty pictures of redheads on this Wikipedia page.
Awesome. Let's check them out.
This page is not safe for work, people.
What?
Keep that in mind. Wow, we've been broadcasting for 35 minutes.
Woohoo!
Excellent.
All right, we're going to take a break then.
Woohoo!
And we will come back with, what are we coming back with, guys?
Chipmunks singing.
Okay, what else?
Billboard top hits.
Okay, what else?
Oh, that one thing that we're doing.
One
the
more
bands.
Thing. Nope, that's the third segment. Come on, what else do we do in the second segment? Come on,
top
quiz.
Singles.
Yeah, that's included. Come on.
Movies.
There you go. We'll be back with all of that junk in just a second. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. 201.
It's not 201.
793. Show. There's your monthly
how do you spell
slow
show?
Reading of the phone number.
How do you spell show?
Everybody make a mental note that if I read
it. How do you spell it?
Q-U-E-E-N.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
No, it's Q.
I just gotta say, Brian and I switched places, and his on button slides a lot smoother than mine does.
I turned your microphones off, so you shouldn't have to touch the on buttons.
Oh, really? Yeah. So we don't have to turn it off?
Not this time, no. There's not.
Wayne,
there's not
keep
enough of
your.
I said that, Whitney. Did I not say
I
that?
I thought yours
I said it.
Easier.
See, Whitney says
really?
I said it.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
So ours both slide smoothly.
It's
getting just
you know,
a little bit awkward now.
This is.
Our microphones are meant for each other.
Yeah.
We can slide
okay,
together into
moving
the microphone.
Moving on. So that's the phone number, 201-793-7469, and you can email us at theshow@duo.com. So, let's get right into the Billboard Top 5.
Okay.
Which
see
Whitney,
how difficult it is to turn your head around and look at the camera? And talk?
So difficult.
Brian just gave it like a gangsta look.
That's not
hilarious.
Gangsta. I don't know what that was, but I was not a gangsta.
Seductive.
All right, so
why
here...
Why do you have a tortilla?
Why do I always spill pop on
myself? Because
you're dumb.
I know I am. I cannot get a drink and not spill.
So is everybody excited about the Billboard songs?
No.
I am excited. I wait with bated breath.
You know what I am waiting for?
What?
The fact that we actually have video of Whitney dancing to all these songs now.
That's true.
That is what I'm looking forward to.
Wait.
When you dance, which you will not be able to contain, we will have it on video. Everybody will see you dance.
You know you dance. You can get up and be footloose.
So.
Ooh, I can't. I could do Walk It Out, man. Yeah.
Are we ready for this?
Yes. Why'd you just like spaz?
Billboard top five albums. I don't remember spazzing. Number five is Now 25, which has this song. I can't wait to fall in. And this song. And this song. And this song. Okay, so that's Billboard. That's the Now 25 CD. Okay, still in there. 6 weeks. Now it's at number five. Number four, moving up a spot from last week. Hairspray. Everybody loves Hairspray.
I'm so glad I never saw that movie.
Moving down one spot. Still on the show until the end of time. Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana 2.
I promise, it won't die.
It will never die. Now, a guy I've never heard of is number two this week, debuting there. Talib Kweli. This is really bad.
Oh, for show.
We can't hear it.
I really don't like it.
We can barely hear it.
You guys are about the pickiest people in the world. I love how you don't complain when it's Hairspray.
Because we don't really want to hear it.
Why not? It's a number four album in the world. There it is again. Can you hear it now? Isn't that amazing?
Wish I did.
I really do not like this.
It's bad. And then number one for the second week in a row.
So there's not even any actual music on this.
No.
There's a lots of music on that CD. It's just bad. It's very kid friendly. That's what it is. Just like this show. Very child
friendly. It's made for children that are three to eleven.
Yeah.
Kill your parents.
Now this is the chart that's really gonna make everyone mad. Are you ready for this?
Is it gonna make me mad?
Can I punch
everyone?
Brian,
yes.
If I'm angry,
please punch him. Anyway, Billboard top five singles. Number five this week, down from number one. A huge drop from number one to number five. Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls.
This is a new song.
That doesn't make me mad.
It's on the charts right now. I just don't know at what number. Umbrella is still at number 10, by the way.
You watch out for your face.
Number four, down from number three last week. Timbaland featuring Carrie Hilson, The Way I Are. And then, moving up and taking his spot, up from number five, Stronger by Kanye West. Which also features drums by Timbaland, so you know he makes money either way.
Are you serious?
Yes, Timbaland did the drums for that song. And number two, up from number six last week, 7 weeks on the charts. I don't know why this song is number two. Soulja Boy, crank that. When I do that, Soulja Boy, I lean
to the left, then crank that thing now. There's like a Caribbean music going on in the background.
This actually is a weird song.
I do not like it because it sounds exactly like the 50 Cent song. Which
No. It reminds me of, oh crap, what is that song?
I know which one you're talking about.
That song.
Yeah, I know. That song sucks.
What song?
You know that one song? What we're talking about right now? Hello, God, if you've not been listening,
it's
way to pay attention.
Song. Like, it sounds exactly like it.
Reminds me of this song. It's the same instrument. That's the exact same instrument.
AJ's favorite song?
This is his favorite song, seriously. But it's the same instrument. It's that crazy... Oh, my God.
Good job.
Oh, yes. Pause for editing.
Unprepared.
I turned it down. Oh, I turned down the wrong one. Sorry, everybody on the stream. That'll be edited out. It's all right.
Pause.
Hope you weren't blasting that around
editing.
Your people. I meant
blasting
to do that.
Around your people. What a racist comment. You are getting sued.
If it was racist, it would be okay because all black people listen to 50
That's
Cent.
That's so funny.
Nuh-uh.
What black person does not listen to 50 Cent? Name one.
Martin Luther King.
That's because 50 Cent wasn't around then.
Alive.
I guarantee you Bill Cosby does not listen to 50 Cent.
Bill Cosby does so listen to 50 Cent.
No, he called him unintelligent.
Yeah, that's why he listens to him, because he's unintelligent. That's how could he have not have called him unintelligent if he didn't listen?
George Bush doesn't listen to him. He's
white.
Black, isn't he?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys really want me to move on. Number one this week.
This make to number one. Seriously, how did this make?
I told you to watch out for your face.
I almost
after
died.
After 19 weeks, it reached number one on the charts.
It was just a tap on the cheek.
I effing hate that song. You don't take your punches like a man?
You don't like that song, Whitney? It's an amazing song. It's an amazing piece of music and literature.
She looks like 60 years old without makeup on.
What was that? My computer made a weird noise right then. But anyway, so that's your Billboard Top 5 singles.
Lucas was in love with her when Fergalicious came out.
Yes,
but now he hates her because we showed her a picture of her without makeup on and he was disgusted.
I think that, Sarah, that you and me need to redo that Fergalicious music video with us. You know, we could do some choreography.
You danced at Jamie's graduation party. You, like, completely just blew everyone's mind. You just completely made it this huge music video, like, for that song. It was amazing.
Speaking of dancing, Soulja Boy, his album that's available on iTunes to buy the song, he has a video of his instructions on how to dance, the Soulja Boy dance.
Seriously?
Yes.
I'm going to have to watch that now so I can dance like a Soulja Boy.
It's like $1.99.
That's dirty.
Suck.
It's probably on YouTube by now.
Mm, true.
But I don't advocate stealing. Brian does. All right, movies coming out this week. Do we want to start with the movie that no one wants to see or the movie that everyone wants to see?
How about the movie no one wants to see so I can punch Brian again?
Okay. Yeah. Here's the movie no one wants to see, Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Tonight's brutal murders was described.
That sounds funny. Like Rob Zombie.
Tonight's brutal murders was described by police as Manson-like in its viciousness. Three people brutally murdered and a 10-year-old boy being held in custody.
Listen, be careful tonight. A lot of nutcases come out on Halloween.
I don't know why they're releasing a Halloween movie on August 31st.
Because August 31st is the new Halloween, okay?
That'd be really cool. I would totally go to August 31st Halloween and just pretend that, like, October 31st is boring.
But since we're broadcasting right now,
on August 31st.
It's August 31st. Shouldn't we be doing, like, trick-or-treating or something?
Yeah, Brian, will you go door-to-door around this complex?
Go take your cell phone and go next door and trick-or-treat. You say, because Halloween came out today and you want some candy.
Seriously, they already got the Halloween costumes and everything out, so all you need to go is run over to Dylan's, get you a little bucket and say, trick-or-treat!
I have a hat that said August 31st is the new Halloween.
That'd be great.
I didn't say that into my mic.
It's all right. We can still hear you.
Who are you calling?
Lucas, I'm going to make him do it.
You projectile your voice.
Yes.
Hello.
I'll bet he's busy.
Are you busy right now?
Are you in the bathroom and busy? Because that's gross.
No.
Are you really not busy, or are you just not in the bathroom?
I'm busy.
Oh, you are busy?
Yeah.
Are you going to be busy for a while?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call you when I'm not busy.
Do you remember the phone number?
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Okay. All right, well, call me when you're not busy, because I have an assignment for you.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, we're going to make him do that when he calls us back.
It's hilarious.
If he ever calls us back, I don't know if he'll make it or not. But also coming out this week, getting back on track, is Balls O' Fury.
Yes!
I'm kind of scared of that movie, but I kind of want to see it,
too. It's got Christopher Walken in it.
I really want to see it.
I know!
That's enough reason for me to see it.
He's so weird.
So here's Balls O' Fury.
Welcome to my Tournament of Champions. I have assembled the most talented athletes from around the globe. Sport of emperors and bandits like. Ping pong, or as the Chinese say, ping pong.
I love that part.
I want to see that movie very badly.
Yes.
You know what I just realized?
What?
That trailer kind of opened like the fourth Harry Potter movie did.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Geek.
Harry Potter.
You're
nerd.
Welcome. You know the Tournament of Champions thing? Exactly the same. Kind of said it like Dumbledore, too.
Okay. Anyway, thank
Shut
you,
up.
Nerd. Thank you.
I don't get my weekly 10-minute fix about talking about Harry Potter anymore.
That's because... Whoa! I just clicked... way too many wrong things right there. That was my bad. All right, anyway, now Chipmunks Sing the Hits.
Yes!
Are we ready for this?
I
have three songs. Two of them I got just because I wanted to make fun of them.
Cool.
The first one is this song. The Hairspray song that everybody
already
loves.
Already sounds funny.
I know, but it sounds better with Chipmunks.
Oh, that's going to be a really good Chipmunk.
This is going to be really fun. Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
I think those are the gayest sounding Chipmunks we've ever had.
Don't you like that? Okay, now this one.
Oh, gosh.
That song's already annoying.
That's like the highest possible.
That's a boy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay.
That's a boy.
Okay.
It's okay, a boy and a girl.
That's Zac Efron.
He is like.
Listen to him.
That's Zac Efron.
He is not a puberty.
He sings higher than Justin Timberlake. I mean, seriously, it's not that bad when put into context with Justin Timberlake.
You know what's funny is that Zac Efron posts in Rolling Stones the shirt up a little bit, you know, to expose how he's a man now.
Who cares about seeing guys' belly? That's not hot at all.
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Brian, show your belly to the camera right now.
What?
No, don't. You want to keep the viewers
behind. You're violated.
You're terrified.
Anyway, and then the last song we're going to do is, of course, this song. Because this guy
is gonna be great.
Also has a
great
high voice. Here he is.
That's the highest we've ever had.
That's amazing.
We need to do that for the whole song and send it to him. Yeah, that's what you sound like to me.
Okay.
It's the same pitch.
That's
so it's this song. No, sorry. Because it's this song here. And this song here are the same pitch, evidently.
That's really scary. This one's like a 15-year-old girl, and the other one's like an old guy.
You should have your singing game or whatever.
The singing bee, yeah.
Singing bee.
With chipmunk voices. You know how to do that.
And everybody would have to imitate chipmunks.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
It'd be pretty fun, yes. Except that singing bee takes a lot of prep. A lot.
Does
a
it?
Lot of prep.
Okay.
Yes, it took me like all day to do the singing bee. Oh, that's it for this segment.
All day.
Well, let's talk about other stuff.
Well, let's make an executive decision real quick together here.
How do you make an executive decision?
Together?
Yes.
You can't make an executive decision together.
Fine, I'll make an executive decision with your input.
Oh, I want to make it.
Too bad. We're going to do the indie music spotlight next segment.
Woo-hoo.
What? Okay.
Indie music spotlight.
Oh, right.
So independent
got it.
Music,
these are artists that are not signed to any labels.
Okay.
So we have permission to play the full song. Yes, it is. I looked.
Alluvium isn't signed?
Scratch them. There,
tilted your hand. Tilted my hand.
I don't understand.
They just screwed everything up.
How would that radio...
How did I screw everything up?
Because you just said one of the artists before.
People don't care.
I care.
Whatever, you don't care.
You always want the audience to want more. What are they going to wait around
more.
For now?
Now they're going
to
be like, I didn't even understand what that word was. I got to listen.
Bit killer.
Yeah, but now that you're talking about it, they're
going to rewind. Yeah, see, but now they go to MySpace and know what we're talking about when we talk about it, and so they can actually have something to talk about.
I'm just making sure you weren't lying to the audience, okay?
Yeah, right. All right, anyway. So are we going to play should we play the entire songs and listen to them?
Let's keep it like a 2 minute. 2 minutes.
Yeah. All right, so let's just go. So we'll just play it by ear, and if we really feel in the song, then we'll keep playing it. If not, we'll cut it short.
Yeah.
You gotta play the good ones. Are you gonna play the good ones that are my favorite ones?
I'm gonna play every single one but the ones you like.
I'm gonna punch you. I get to pick which songs are playing.
Well, it's too late. I've already got them on my computer.
What?
Sorry. All right, anyway.
What?
We're gonna take a break.
What?
We'll be back. Show everybody.
Hey,
we're live on streaming video. I forgot to mention that last break, by the way.
Yeah, good job.
I probably should have mentioned that.
I forgive you.
Thank you, Brian.
Way to go, exactly.
So glad I have it. But you can call us 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469 for those of you with Blackberries.
SHOW.
That's right. And you can also email us at theshow@duo.com, and that's theshow. shift2dewoh.com. And you can watch the streaming video, which is very entertaining. Because
what are
stuff,
doing?
Like right now is going on that
Whitney's
you can't
like
see.
Holding your microphone upside like, down and was like yawning. Like
this is the stuff you can only really get if you're watching on the video, which you
so
can
watch
get.
It.
You can get on a. We're at www.duo.com/theshow/live. All right. So before we get to the indie music spotlight and everything that we're gonna do up there. What is going on? You guys, you really should watch the live version. You don't know what you guys are missing.
What are we doing now? Are you playing a clip right
what
now?
What is going
Sweet.
On?
Tap dancing Jesus.
I can fit my whole mouth around the can.
Okay,
the Pepsi can.
Moving on.
The Pepsi can.
I agree with you, Brian. What were we talking about? Okay, so we're going to talk to reader letters. I got three short reader letters here.
Reader?
Okay.
That was fun.
Rita letters, yeah.
Rita letters?
Rita letters.
Okay, I want to hear them. The first one.
We've got two from girls and one from a boy.
All right.
But with this boy's name, he may be a gay man.
Ew.
No offense to you, but, you know, it's a gay name. So the first letter comes from Chad.
Chad.
Are you saying Chad's a gay name?
Yes. Chad. Yes, I am. Chad.
We Wikipedia'd Chad today.
We did. And we learned that it's a planet in Star Wars. And there's a crap ton of planets in Star Wars, apparently.
Yeah.
Also learned that.
Crap ton.
Anyways, Chad writes. I've always wanted to say that. Chad writes. Hey, guys.
You've always wanted to say that?
I've always wanted to say someone writes as like a, like, because you know all the famous news people say that.
That's funny.
Instead of being like, so Chad sent us an email to this dumb show. All right, anyway. Chad says, hey, guys, great show. A couple things I wanted to know. Whatever happened to AJ, and what about that video you promised us? Now, who wants to talk about AJ? Well, first, let me talk about the video. The video I promised you two episodes ago, the one with Shadow, has now been realized in the streaming video that we're doing right now.
Woo-hoo. Realized?
So that's the deal with it. I still have the video that we did with Shadow. We recorded the entire show, and I may release it when we make a box set or something. I don't know. But for right
and
now...
And I shot AJ.
No, you didn't!
AJ's dead.
I get to talk about AJ because he's my homie G.
Talk about
Skillet.
Where AJ's at right now.
He's my homie G. Skillet.
Hey, we're waiting.
Okay, so
he's
first,
my homie G Skillet.
First,
here, hold on, it's my impression upstairs. I want to talk about AJ. He's
my
homie G Skillet.
You in the face.
I want to talk about AJ. He's my homie G Skillet.
I hate you. No, I didn't eat you. I hate you.
All right, what?
Okay, so first, you know, I think we talked about the show. He got his appendix removed because you know it was going to explode and he would have died. So it seemed like a better option to remove his organ than to let him die.
You just took my mouse. I need that.
Anyway, so he did that, and then he had to stay in the hospital for a while, and then he got a job at Taco Tico. And apparently they're working him to death there, and they never let him leave. And I don't know why he worked at Carlos O'Kelly's, but he said that it was gross and, like,
yeah, we heard about
disgusting.
That on the air.
So I don't know how working at Taco Tico, which is like a fast food restaurant, could be any better at all.
Taco Tico has the best food ever.
But you can, like, feel the grease on your face when you
pass
their parking
food.
Lot.
I like grease.
Okay, yes. I just want to tell everybody right now.
I want
whenever
to eat a taco
grease,
and I want my pants to be greasy when I walk out.
Whenever grease is, like, a little bit on the corner, you know, just go like this on your mouth, that's when you know... It's amazing.
Yeah. No.
You know, it makes me want to throw
you
up.
You know what's
it's
good
so
about, you know what the best part of the chicken is? The cartilage and the
you
skin.
You disgust me. I don't
know. Okay,
even
now, okay, and I can't stand cartilage.
Have you ever tried cartilage?
Yeah.
It's good. It's so little, chewy.
It's just a little bit too rubbery for me.
I love it. It tastes so good.
I do like
so
skin, though. Skin's good.
I don't like it.
You kiss this mouth that eats cartilage. That in mind. That's, keep that in mind.
Anyway. So he got a job at Taco Tico, and he's apparently a leader at Ground Zero, which is a youth church now. So when Taco Tico isn't working him
to
death,
to be the youth
Chauncey
church.
Is.
We've never said what it was. So we invited
really
AJ to
sad.
Be on today, but he never got back to us. We don't know what the
he could
is.
Be dead.
Hopefully,
I hope not.
I told him to tell me as soon as he's going to be on the show. I'm making a CD with
but
him.
But he lives
so
a dangerous
he's probably
life.
Hanging out with Lucas.
Who knows what's going on.
True.
But,
no, you know, he's not one of the guys I asked him.
I hope he's okay and not dead or something.
Yeah, that's yeah.
He used to be a gangster.
He's probably just working.
He's probably true. What's happening. He's probably just working to
he
death.
He probably can't answer his phone if he's working.
Yeah. But anyway, all right.
Unless it's not busy.
Now, Sarah writes, not the Sarah that's here, but another Sarah.
Which
even
Sarah?
Though this is a
my doppelganger Sarah?
Even though this is a question that the Sarah who's here would ask.
Is it my doppelganger?
I don't know. Sorry. I've never
I'm
met
terrified.
This woman. And if I did, you'd probably be mad at me, even though you have four boyfriends now. Sarah says, this is a very short, she doesn't even compliment us. She just says, so what's the deal with Matthew?
What? That's awesome. Who wants to explain that one?
Yeah.
Nobody can explain that. That would take...
Seth should.
That would take eons.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth should. He's known him the longest. No, I have known him the longest.
There's no way
I
to
lie.
Explain
I'm
him.
Sorry.
I don't really know.
I met Matthew when I was in middle
What's
school.
What's the deal with Matthew?
I thought that he was seriously retarded the first time I met him. I swear to God. He walked around school, and I'm going to do an impression for the people that are watching this too, like this with his head bent all the way back and his mouth agape, and he'd walk around and run into stuff, and he would be reading his Star Wars books all the time at school, and he'd fall asleep and drool over the desks, and I seriously, honestly believed that he was retarded. And the first time Chauncey, who's the pastor at the youth church, met Matthew, he also thought he was retarded. And it makes me laugh really, really hard. And I think he told me to never tell Matthew that, but that's too bad.
Well, okay, what I find funny is that Matthew still walks.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
We don't hear anything.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Mm-hmm, awesome.
Hello, Matthew. Matthew's voicemail. So we were just reading reader letters on the show. We got one from a girl named Sarah, not the Sarah that's sitting here with us, but another one. And her question was simply, what's the deal with Matthew? None of us can really explain you, so we were calling so maybe you could give us some insight. I think, however, that we could sum up what's the deal with you in this simple phrase. When you were a child, your mom ran over you with a car.
And which I'm pretty, is true.
And I'm pretty sure that is the root of all problems. So if you get this message before, you know, 8:30, try to give us a call back and try to tell us what the deal with you, because one of your adoring fans, Sarah, wants to know what the frick is wrong with you. So give us a call, 201-793-7469.
Extensive bizarre. Brain damage. That's what happened.
That's what happened to him. Seriously, he got ran over by a car.
Okay. Hilarious.
Now, Kristen writes in, love the show. I listened to it on my way. By the way, this has no questions. This is just a comment for us. I love the show. I listened to it on the way to and from work. It's the best. I don't really care much about the video stuff. So I'm really glad there's finally a funny podcast I can listen to in my car and with my children. I love you guys.
Children?
Especially
cool. You
made
that
up. Especially you, Brian, and when you're pantsless.
What? Oh my gosh.
That's what the butter says. No,
does not. But
pantsless?
Sorry, one of my letters got in there with it.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Journal entry.
You love Brian pantsless?
Yes.
This is getting awkward.
My name is Chad. This guy's never going to listen again. Okay, so now it's time for the indie music spotlight.
Woohoo!
We have three bands, okay?
That I carefully selected.
This is the third break, right?
Since I'm the indie queen.
These are ones that listeners sent in tarred.
Nah. I picked them with my mind. I sent out messages.
Well, you did pick out of the people. But these are all people that Sarah's heard and seriously loves. So
seriously.
So you'll kind of get a glimpse into the mind of Sarah's dumb music here in a little bit.
Ouch. You know, you got fans that want
it
you pantsless.
Hurts, Seth.
I know. She didn't hear me, though, so it's okay.
Hey, that's a kind of are you insulting me behind my back?
No, I'm insulting you right in front of your face.
But I can't
verbally
see your face because the computer's blocking
it's
it.
It's not my problem.
I'm going to stomp on your foot.
It's not very nice. Okay, anyway.
Moved it.
So
my plans.
I'm going to start playing the songs. We're going to turn off our microphones, and that's what's going to happen. This first band, the name of them is Gregory.
Gawongas.
Gregory and the Hawk.
And it's just a girl.
It's a band too, isn't it?
She has
other music.
Well, it's mostly just a girl.
But
she's not a guy.
But anyway, it says Gregory and the Hawk has announced the release of their debut full length In Your Dreams on the Pearly Gates label. So apparently they got signed.
If you be my star, I'll be your sky. You can hide underneath me and come out at night. When I turn jet black and you show off your light.
That song is Boats and Birds. You can get it on iTunes because they're cool like that.
Or go to their MySpace.
Yeah, or go to their MySpace and you can listen to it.
Or BitTorrent.
Steal it, yes. What? Great idea.
No BitTorrent. That's bad, Brian. You don't want to go to BitTorrent.
I never do that.
Now, Brian. Another band that we're looking at, their name is Horse in the Sea.
What's that mean? Can we talk about the...
It's a seahorse.
Their biography says, Horse in the Sea is the ancient story of a man at war with himself. With squinted, strained eyes, he envisions a victory, but the opposite direction shows an inevitable defeat. That's what it says. He says, developed as a concept.
You better put the song on soon.
The band played its initial show on the eve of 2007. The Horse in the Sea. This is their song, We've Been Weeping.
Cool.
Horse in the Sea.
Perfect hippie band.
That song is called We've Been Weeping, as you can probably tell. Actually, I believe it said We've Been Weeping, but you know what happened.
Note the title.
They've got character.
And of course.
Yeah, they do. They're from Chicago. The other people are from New York. These guys are from Chicago.
That's good to know.
Now, another band that we're going to debut that Sarah already said is named Alluvium. Now, we were given this by Sarah's uber cool brother, Chris.
Uber cool.
Because they were like on the same indie label together.
Where are they from?
Like that. I don't know. Where are they from, Sarah?
I think they're from Maryland, I think.
Okay, well, whatever.
Because they're from
Isn't
the same record.
Isn't it just one guy?
House, yeah.
So it's just one guy that
plays
all this
Yeah, it's just
this
one
stuff.
Guy.
This song is my favorite. I'm going to play my favorite song, which is Radio Ballet. It's very classical, like, piano type stuff. And then if Sarah has a different song that I should play to demonstrate what kind of other stuff that they do, then let me know and I'll play that.
Okay.
But this is the song Radio Ballet, and it's basically all piano, and it's very pretty. That's Alluvium.
That's really pretty.
It's a song. Radio Ballet is the name of that song. You can get that on iTunes too. What?
Nothing. My voice just cracked.
By the way, I feel bad because the horse in the sea. I didn't say where you can get their music. It's because I can't. I guess you have to buy it through their MySpace. It's not on iTunes.
You can buy their CD, but you have to like click a link on their MySpace.
Yeah. It's not available on iTunes like the other two, but it's there, so it's MySpace. And the song that Sarah wanted me to play, because she says they're a lot more electronic. I'm just a sucker for piano, so this is like the only song I listen to on their CD. But this is Indoor Swimming at the Space Station, and here's that song. To start off really
This
quiet.
Is a great song.
Yeah, it's really quiet.
Yeah, I really like the way it starts. Yeah. It's great for radio.
So like,
is it going?
This song is 10 minutes and 29 seconds long.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
You should start it near the
We're just going to play it to the very end, so see you 10 minutes from now.
I'm going to get some food.
So does this song like ever really pick up? Like, should I make it go back? Like, should I skip it to some part in the song? Or
I like the whole song.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna click randomly. I'm at 4 minutes now into the song.
I think it's all about slow.
It is. It's very, very slow. You kind of have to be into this kind of music because it's not like dramatic. It's not flashy. But it doesn't necessarily grab your attention right away. But if you listen to the whole thing, it's like one of the most soothing albums ahead that I've ever listened to.
Is it just like just
it's very
music?
It's just melodic. It's just music. There aren't any other vocals.
I like CDs like this.
It's beautiful. It's like the perfect thing to listen to when you just want to like lounge around your house.
At a minute 15, it starts to fade out apparently.
Or go to sleep too. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's just, I just like it because it's
wish
beautiful.
I could make music
nice
like that.
Nice and slow. And it gets into your head.
You know what I go to sleep to?
What are you going to sleep to?
I go to sleep
this.
This
is going to be bad.
Yeah.
I go to sleep to every night.
Woo!
What is this?
He's a legend. How can you not know? I love this.
Everybody
loves I love his
funny.
Voice.
Yeah, he is legend.
I like
it's
that.
Great.
It's great.
Oh, like, let me play you what Brian goes to bed to.
Oh, no. It's definitely going to be a lie.
All right, here we go.
Look at him smile.
This is what Brian goes to sleep to.
1, 2, 3, let's go! Little mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back.
Yeah, he really loves this music.
He does. He listens to it on his iPod all day. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. But Brian actually put this into a computer program and edited out the word girl and put boy in there. So it's pretty beautiful.
So what song does Sarah go to bed to, Seth?
Let me see here. Sarah this goes to bad. Bed to something.
This is bad.
Oh, well, this right here. Well, actually, I'm just going to play it off here because it'll be better. This is her theme song.
That's because I have four boyfriends.
You do. Are you talking into your microphone at all?
Yes, I am talking into my microphone like completely.
Oh, that's why it's so quiet. My headphones are turned
sorry
down.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Nelly Furtado, this song, All Good Things Come to an End.
You really have to play that for everyone.
This song right here.
My favorite. Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's, have you heard this song, Whitney? Yeah, I've played you this song.
Yeah.
Brian obviously hasn't heard it because he's not into good music. Yeah. But this is the Nelly Furtado song. Everybody likes this song. Now, I was surfing the internet just the other day. You know, and I just realized I didn't talk about the movies coming out next week.
Oh, well, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, we need to talk about them, though.
Well, then we'll go back later. Jeez.
I will. Come on. Okay. And I heard, I was reading on Wikipedia about this song. I was reading about Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay. And I found this song on the internet, which is All Good Things Come to an End featuring Chris Martin. It's where Chris Martin stopped by Timbaland Studio and recorded a song with him. And it's kind of crazy because you can hear they made this all on the fly.
Ryan's don't like it because he hates Coldplay. Everyone should send him hate mail.
Give us a sick beat, man. Give us
I
a sick
I hate
beat.
Coldplay.
Okay. A sick beat. Sick beat. I'll trade it. Let's trade.
Dogs were whistling a new tune, barking at the new moon, hoping it would come soon so that they could die.
So, you know, that's Nelly Furtado with Chris Martin. That's pretty cool. You can just search Google for, well, actually, I think there's a link from it on the Wikipedia webpage for this song. So just go to All Good Things Come to an End on Wikipedia, and you'll find it.
I think it sounds so much better with Chris Martin in it.
It's so cool. It's really good, like, when they start whistling. Let me start this back up.
I got a super big crush on him. I really do. He's my celebrity
crush. Five
crush.
Boyfriends now.
I wish he was my boyfriend. Give me money.
Trying to find the whistling part. Thank you, Brian. Here it is, I think. Brian, you're ruining it, Brian.
I don't care.
This is seriously a good song.
It sounds so much better with him in it.
Man, this hook is 30 years long. It's a good hook unless you want it to get to the verse. See, there's a whistling.
like it when people whistle in songs. It's cool.
Brian's just jealous because it doesn't sound like 50 Cent. No,
he
seriously.
Thinks
here's
that Chris Martin should sing with 50 Cent.
Here's what Brian listens to. You ready for this? Here we go. This is not a lie. This is really Brian's type of music.
Really sad and depressing music.
You know, maybe this would be a good segue to announce something ahead of week. I was actually planning on announcing this next week, but I'm going to just do it this week. I'm going to, towards the end of December, we're going to have our own Grammys, where we're going to pick out CDs that came out this year, you know.
That's
and
cool.
We're going
like you
to
did the
arrange.
Past
we're going all going to submit one CD in a category. Okay, it'll be me and Sarah and Whitney and Lucas, and then someone we adopt in because we need five CDs. So it'll probably be Brian because he'll probably be on the show the most.
I hope
because
so.
AJ can't make it anymore. So there we go. And we're all going to submit one CD, and then we're going to all collaborate and vote. And if my CD doesn't win, I'll just pick it.
happens at the Grammys.
Yeah, we'll put it out to an audience vote, and we'll get the winner of the thing.
That'll
we're going to have our own Grammy. It's going to be CDs that were released this year, and that'll be fun. And
can we do it with movies, too?
Yeah, we'll probably do that, too.
Yeah.
Build up to that, we're going to, in 2 weeks, or maybe three, depending on how much time we need, we're going to have everybody that's going to be on the show pick their five top favorite, like, mainstream songs. So that would be like, for me, one of my favorite songs, just, you know, like a mainstream song would be like this one.
Okay? Mainstream.
Like that one, the 50 Cent song, okay? Like, that's an example of a mainstream song. An example of like an indie song. Man, I don't have much indie music on this computer.
Like Alluvium?
Or like, yeah, it would be like Alluvium or like this song here by the Album Leaf, which is one of my favorites.
Is the Album Leaf indie?
Oh, yeah. They're not playing, like, people that aren't played on the radio.
Oh,
like,
okay, sure.
It's not considered mainstream. They are signed to Sub Pop, which is a huge label, but, you know.
Yeah.
Songs like this would be considered, like, non-mainstream. I mean, even songs like this by the Almost would be considered, like, indie, you know.
Yeah.
But songs like, you know, the new Beck song that came out would not be considered indie. That's very mainstream. So everybody loves that. So we're gonna be thinking of your list, everybody on the show.
I will.
What your favorite songs are gonna be? We need five of them. We're gonna need five mainstream.
I can't do
only.
The mainstream.
We're gonna need five mainstream, and then we're gonna need five indie songs. And then we're gonna need a top five of the 10 that you submitted.
What?
I bet there are bands that you listen to that are mainstream. Yeah, I bet there are.
I bet there are.
Okay, fine.
That was an easy argument.
Yes, it was.
Who do you listen to? Who's some of your favorite bands?
Sufjan, okay, Andrew Bird,
Sufjan Stevens,
Sigur Rós.
Sufjan Stevens is the guy who made this song here.
And
this
song. That's what I've been listening to.
And then who else did you say?
They play Frou Frou on the.
They
on
used
the radio.
To Frou Frou, yeah.
They played that one song. They played Let Go.
Like Imogen Heap.
Yeah, Imogen Heap is pretty mainstream. Yeah.
She's really, really.
Well, she's not played on the radio much here, but she is.
She
heard,
is in the UK.
She has played on the.
We heard My Chemical Romance the other day.
I love My Chemical Romance.
I didn't like the song that was playing, but
what Teenagers?
I think so. Yes,
I love Teenagers.
I stand
is that the one
yeah,
that sounds
that
like a
was
classic
that song.
Rock song?
Do you like Keen?
Keen.
Keen is mainstream.
Yeah,
it's all right.
That's it.
You were like totally
Keen is
into
like
Keen.
Coldplay.
Keen is very mainstream now.
Yeah.
Is that just in the UK?
No, that's here, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard Keen on the radio here.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I heard Sufjan on the radio.
What station?
ARS
station?
It was in Army.
WGAY. Coming up next, here's Sufjan Stevens.
It was in Arby's, and they were playing Chicago.
Arby's? Oh, well, Chicago, that's famous because of Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, because this song's in Little Miss Sunshine. Everybody will recognize this intro if you've seen that movie.
Oh, I didn't notice
I love
it.
Little Miss Sunshine.
I guess that was before. What scene is this?
Where they're all running to the bus, I think. And they're driving.
Huh.
Yeah, this is in... Well,
oh,
this song
great.
And this song are in Little Miss Sunshine, both of these songs.
Oh.
They're both in Little Miss Sunshine.
That's cool. I kind of want to watch
like
that movie again, but
Little
I kind of don't.
Sunshine.
That movie is awesome. I just watched that movie the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Whitney, who's some of your favorite artists?
Oh, gosh.
Now, while we're just talking
that's
about
that's a great
here,
artist. I like that. Oh, gosh.
We should make a band called Oh, Gosh. That'd be awesome.
I like My Chemical Romance. I like Timbaland. I like
who's some of your favorites? Come on, favorites.
Oh god, I like Imogen Heap, Frou Frou. I've got a variety. I'm the most random person.
That's true. So you're gonna have a hard time with this contest.
Seriously,
Sarah, what's some of your favorite bands?
Coldplay, Feist, Imogen Heap, The Postal Service, Death
Cab. Man, Imogen Heap's on everybody's list.
It's because she freaking rocks my socks
I must have
off.
The weirdest list ever then.
What do you
Why
got?
What do you have?
Oh, man. That's
He's got,
be,
like, Coldplay.
It's
going to
be tough for me. I'm like Whitney. I'm all over the place. Like, it's going to be... The reason I split off is basically for easy for me. Because I like Justin Timberlake because
I'm
gay.
Yeah.
And I like John Mayer.
Oh, man, that's a good album.
And I like The Killers.
Yes.
And I like... who else do I like? I'm just going through my library right here. And I like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And I like Timbaland. And then at the other side of the spectrum, I like The Album Leaf. And I also like Augustana. And I love Beck.
Augustana's good.
And it's I like Coldplay.
Beck's good.
I like Death Cab for Cutie. I like Fine China.
My brother hates Fine China.
Well, I hate your brother then. How about that? Take that for a ride, Malachi.
Ooh, I like Mum and Regina Spektor.
Mum?
Regina Spektor.
Is she mainstream?
Me.
Yeah, she's been played on the radio quite a few times.
She's at big concerts.
I've heard her here. And that's like the whole of America.
I think my... Never mind.
Well, it is. Y'all know it's true.
You know what song of hers is good? I hate this song
so
much.
I can play this on the car.
I've never heard this song.
You ever heard that song? America.
You should play her Summer in the City song.
No, I'm only playing the bad
it
ones.
It means cleavage, cleavage, cleavage.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That's the lyrics from the song. Yeah, but anyway, so that we're just kind of just like making this last really long time.
I noticed that
we're kind of just getting...
I noticed that too.
Like lollygagging. All right, anyway.
We're not lollygagging.
But that's cool. I like the whole grand
idea. Let's talk about the movies before we leave.
Okay.
Because there's some good movies coming out that I really want to see.
Well, what are they?
310 to Yuma.
What's that about?
Oh, I do want to see that.
That's not even a real word.
It's got Russell Crowe.
Oh, I want to see that.
And Kristen Bell in it. Small-time rancher Dan Evans agrees to transport captured outlaw Ben Wade to a nearby town until the daily train can take him to Yuma for trial. Hold up in the same hotel, two men engage in a battle of wills as the hours tick by.
Ours, that's how they say it.
I like Russell Crowe.
The reason really that Brian, I think, wants to see it is just because he Russell
Crowe. Brian has a crush on Russell Crowe. You need to isolate that.
I have a crush on Clive. Crush.
Crush.
I have a crush on Clive Owen, who's in the next movie, Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh.
A loner who goes by the name of Mr. Smith packs an unlikely ally to protect a newborn baby from a determined criminal.
Oh, gosh, I love that.
Wasn't that an article
Clive
time
Owen
saying
is where
that he's
it's
like
at.
The best like babysitter now?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what
was
Time Magazine said.
Yeah.
Clive Owen and Monica Bellucci and Paul Giamatti are all in that movie, and that looks good.
Definitely,
Paul Giamatti.
That's
funny.
And Paul Giamatti looks a little creepy in this, but it looks.
He plays a good bad guy in this movie.
I like
does.
Paul Giamatti.
I cannot wait.
He's
to see. What's
a pretty
that
decent actor.
He's a good bad guy.
I loved him in Lady in the Water when he played the stuttering
hotel
owner. He was so good at that.
Well, he won like an Oscar
he's
for like Sideways, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, he did.
I saw that movie. I did not care for it. At all.
No one cares for you.
I think that you have to be a certain age to have enjoyed that movie. Because
True.
Everybody I know that enjoyed that movie was over 40.
Mm.
I didn't talk to anybody that enjoyed that movie that was younger than that.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
All the people I've been hanging out with at my new church absolutely love what's the name of that movie? The girl movie that came
Kinsey.
Out.
Kinsey. It's name of is Kinsey.
No. The one that's on the Billboard Top 5.
Fergie?
No.
Hannah
it's a
Montana?
Movie.
Oh,
it's
High
a movie.
School Musical.
No.
Hairspray.
Gosh. Hairspray. They
okay.
love Hairspray.
There's
They've
like
seen it like a
movies.
Bajillion times. These like grown-up married people
wow.
love Hairspray. And I'm like...
Well, you know, a lot of women love Hairspray. I mean, Whitney, are you using Hairspray right now?
No.
Sarah, are you using Hairspray?
I never use Hairspray.
I got
Hairspray.
Huge perm right now. Huge one. All credit from Hairspray.
Even everybody that's watching us live
yes.
knows to lie.
Zero people.
It may look like this is my hair, but it's not. This.
Yeah.
This entire wall is my hair. That's actually my perm.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Anyway, and then
it's
another movie coming
curly,
out that has Will Arnett and Will Forte, and Hottie Jenna Fisher is The Brother Solomon. Two well-meaning but socially inept brothers try to find their perfect mates in order to provide their dying father with a grandchild.
That looked so funny.
Unless
so
Jenna Fisher gets nude, I'm not going to see it. Because the freaky poster creeps me out.
Freaky poster.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Great.
Woo!
So anything we want to discuss before we just sign off the air for this four and a half hour long show that we've been doing?
I think we're all discussed out.
I don't know if we're going to... I don't know how many people are going to like this episode. I think we just talked amongst ourselves for most of it.
It was true. True.
Didn't really do any games or anything. We just talked.
People should call us.
It doesn't matter. We're funny.
Well, don't push it with you. So anyway, next week, Lucas is coming back with the apology to Sarah for making her late to the show last week. He's either going to have it in song or in prose, either one. We're going to have three more.
Wow, we'll kid him hanging.
We're
going to
have three more bands for the indie music showcase, so please keep sending in your suggestions for bands. You got to keep sending those in so we can pick out of them.
No, my nipple.
And then also we're going to have the Tulsa trip tapes. The trips from...
Sorry.
Can you guys stop messing around
until
after
the
show's over? We're also going to have the trips from Tulsa, and then we'll be ready to go.
Cool.
By the way, I said nickel, not the N-word, for anyone that misunderstood
me. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Sarah, for ruining the show there.
I just had to, save myself.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right. Thanks for listening. We see you guys next week.